Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Your love give me such a thrill, but your love don't pay my bills. I need
That's the song that the candidates are singing today to their donors, aren't they? Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out. Use it to your advantage. We got lots of stuff there that will help you. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. And don't forget to take the poll question. We ask a different question every week right there on the homepage. We want to know what you think. Rich Galen is here. His cyber column is called Mullings.com, M-U-L-L-I-N-G-S.com. I encourage you to check it out. As I've said many times, if you're a Republican, you're going to want to know what he says, and if you're a Democrat, you're going to want to know what he's up to. Rich, thanks again for hanging out with us. Rich is one of the great political operatives out there, and formerly working for Newt Gingrich, who's a candidate for president. I want to get to Newt in a second, and only for a second, Rich, but I want to come back to the two governors that are in the news a lot right now, and that is Perry and Christie. Perry of Texas, Christie of New Jersey. We were talking about Christie off air, and I want to get you to tell the audience a little bit about what you think about him as president.
Well, the issue with Christie, and we're seeing it with Perry, is that being a governor doesn't necessarily confer the ability to be president, because the issues in New Jersey, and he's only been governor for, a year and a half, 2 years, whatever it is, are not, you know, that doesn't teach you about what the cross currents are between Poland and Russia on natural gas issues. I mean, it's a gigantic world out there. And to his great credit, he had said in public, I'm not comfortable with, having the background and knowledge base to be president of the United States. If he decides to run in 16, then he'll spend the next 6 years studying on this stuff, and he will know. And the point I made in my column in Mullings was that if you need an example, Rick Perry's the guy. I mean, he's been a successful governor for 10 years of one of the Texas is, two or three, the largest state in the union, and he's quickly finding out that the spotlight is very bright on the national stage, and B, that there are a lot of issues that you have to deal with that play differently in Virginia than they do in Texas.
Do you think that Christie's looking at Perry and saying, I don't want any of that?
Oh, I think that's exactly what's happened. Yeah. I think there's no question about that. As I've said, I think, on this show before, the most popular guy in the stadium is always the backup quarterback. He's never thrown an interception. He's never fumbled a snap from center. You don't know if he can actually move the team, but the guy in there ain't moving it, so let's try somebody new. And then the backup quarterback gets in and says, well, this is a bad idea. Let's put the other guy back.
But isn't the fact that we're talking about Christie, and we're now just now starting to talk about Perry, isn't that an indictment of how the Republicans, the GOP folks, feel about the slate of candidates? I mean, where's Romney in all this? Is he just kind of, is he like, the stepchild in all this? What do you think?
He's not the stepchild. I mean, I think they've made the determination that electability is the phrase of the day on that campaign, and they're going to use it every day. And they can let everybody else kind of snipe at each other, and he's just going to ride out the storm. And at the end of the, they feel at the end of the day, he'll be the guy that everybody looks to beat Obama. But the race between Hillary and Obama 4 years ago in 2008, that wasn't settled until June of 2008. We're still in September in September of 2007. So this has got a long way to go. This point 4 years ago, the leaders of the pack were, in the Republican side, Rudy Giuliani and Fred Thompson.
Right. I remember.
So anybody who thinks that what's going on in September is indicative of who's going to be standing on that stage the next August, you don't have to go back very far. Go back 4 years.
But you still think that Romney will be the nominee?
I think he will, unless something dramatic happens on, somewhere that I can't determine.
Right.
I think that at the end of the process, and there's the CNN had a poll that actually said this, that even among Tea Party Republicans, when it comes down to voting, they will put the ability to beat Obama ahead of ideology, 80-20. And that's just an enormous
Well, and that's going to be, you're exactly right. You talked about electability. I mean, of all the people that I see in the Republican slate, Romney's the only one who can move the independent needle, the people in the middle, I think.
That's exactly right. And when I think that's right. I'm not supporting anybody, so I'm just trying to analyze what I see on a day-to-day basis. But I think on this day, as I'm analyzing it, I absolutely agree with you.
Well, one of the things that's interesting about American politics, especially presidential politics, is how much it often seems like a beauty contest. I mean, Christie, as you said, doesn't have the stuff yet. He knows it. Marco Rubio out of Florida is just a kid, smart kid. He's going to be a future leader. But some people are talking about him as being vice president. And, I mean, I think that would be a mistake. That would be a Dan Quayle moment as far as I'm concerned.
Well, it might be. That's possible. I don't know enough about him. But I do know this, and people forget that he was the Speaker of the Florida Legislature. He was pop up like a jungle in the springtime. He's been in politics for a long time. But to your point, so was Quayle. I mean, Quayle was a very accomplished politician.
Yeah,
he was. His son is now in the U.S. House at the age of 34 or maybe 35 now. And people said, boy, he's just following in his dad's footsteps. And I reminded him that at 35, Dan Quayle had been a U.S. senator for 2 years, previously having been a U.S. member of the House for six.
Hold on to that thought, Rich. We're going to take a quick break, folks. When we come back, I want to go over to the other side of the aisle and see how the Prez is doing out there these days. Tintel, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.